Hey, everybody, and welcome. It is welcome to the Unscripted Friday podcast. Today is Friday, July 23rd, 2021, and I don't know what time or day you're listening to this. So, good morning, good evening, good night, as George Norrie says, from coast to coast, wherever you are. Hello. It's been another crazy week. I feel like even having to say that at this point is, like so many things, fucking redundant. I may end up really just not like it's a huge deal because I don't have that many followers, although it's grown somewhat again back. I may really end up getting myself just totally wiped from YouTube this time around. We'll see. I don't really feel like behaving today. I don't, I'm not going to cover news, so to speak, so much as the personal impact of bullshit on my life. And mostly, I should say, on people that I know, which brings me great heartache and frankly makes me angry, although I think that it's important to tame that, because this anger is not going to get me or anybody else anywhere. And also, in having a conversation with someone who people may know, I don't really have a following. She does. So chances are, if you're here, then you already know her because maybe you saw me on her channel. Allison McDowell, the independent researcher, she is a marvel. She's also puts her money where her mouth is, so to speak. And even though she's into the gift economy, which is beautiful, so the phrase is maybe not apropos for her, but she just like Steve Dace on the Steve Dace show and those guys, if anybody's familiar with them, get out and do something with everything that's going on, because the developments around the world, it's pedal to the metal, baby. Hook or crook, they're like Shannon Joy said in one of her broadcasts earlier this week. She's a fantastic radio show host, podcast host, activist, out of I don't know, Christian woman, but comes at you with facts. Like, really, I mean, she knows what she's talking about. Does a radio show in Rochester, New York on WHAM Wham Radio. I think nine, I listened to it off her website the day after. So I think it's, you can also go on iHeartRadio and listen to it at live at 9 p.m. Eastern time, I think. Anyway, one of the things that they talk about, all of these individuals, Steve Dace, Todd Erzin, and Aaron McIntyre on the Steve Dace show, Allison McDowell, Shannon Joy, is, and so many others, is getting out and doing something. You know, do something. And I need to tell myself that too. And still trying to figure out what form that's going to take. And I can continue to do things like this. But the reality is that two things. One, a wise man knows his limits. I think I'm good at a lot of things. Podcasting and stuff like that, I want to build a following. I want people to latch onto this and to listen regularly and maybe even support me. But what I'm better at is more hands-on stuff. So really, if I'm in the spirit of being very honest, I just taught like a class, an online class to a group of teenagers for the week on the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. And one thing I talked to them about is the need to be brutally honest and hold yourself to the same standards as you hold other people. So I'm not going to lie, it scares the shit out of me to be real honest about getting out there. And for a lot of reasons, not because I don't have facts on my side, not because I believe I'm wrong. I wish. You have no idea. I wish beyond anything I can put to measure, beyond anything I can put to words. I fucking wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish I was wrong, wrong, wrong. I wish you could just tease me all day long, make fun of me, call me a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. I, you know, had somebody on TikTok, I made a video, somebody who was, talking about weirdos and conspiracy theorists like me. Really in the video was just talking about doing your homework, using critical thinking skills. And the interesting thing was, you know, I'm unemployed and working part-time and working on my writing. I hate social media, I'll be real with you, but if I have time to make a TikTok video, it doesn't really say much about, you know, me, I don't think. This person claimed to be a doctor. I absolutely know that this person wasn't a doctor because A, they were fucking stupid. And I don't care what this individual thinks. Fuck you, come after me. I'll say it one more time just because it felt so, you know, cathartic. Fuck you, bitch. In fact, actually, you know what? Let's see if I have it on. I don't normally do this, but I blocked this stupid piece of shit, dumb as cum, poor bitch. Yeah, stupid fucking piece of shit. Low IQ motherfucker that is ruining everything for the rest of us. Oh, that's some dumb video. Anyway, I got off on a tangent there just because it felt so good. I almost got a little aroused there. This is definitely a podcast for, it's unscripted. So it's this is definitely not for people under 35. I'm just joking. Or serious. I don't know. It depends on how weak you are. I blocked this person, which I normally don't do. If you're on YouTube or whatever, or on Instagram even, I probably won't block you for being a dumb as cum sockload piece of shit and trolling me. The reason I blocked this person is A, you're not a doctor. If you're a doctor and you're spending, and it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon and you're feuding with someone over a TikTok video, you are not that, you're like a pretend doctor, like on The Simpsons. Help me out. It's not like live. I don't have anybody chiming in or anything. Dr. Nick. Oh, I love that episode where he's like, Homer's trying to get real fat, real, real fat, like real quick, like morbidly obese because he wants to collect unemployment and he wants to work from home or he want whatever. So no doctor will endorse this because it's wildly dangerous. I'm off on a tangent here, but whatever. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. I don't even know why I'm reading this book still. He wants to gain weight and get fat. Oh, every responsible doctor is like, absolutely not. Dr. Nick is like, sure. Yeah. And he shows him like this food group pyramid of like your congealed fats and all this other stuff. And I don't remember what Homer said after that, but Dr. Nick is like, it sounds like you're a doctor too. Did you go to Upstairs Hollywood Medical School? Like, that's the kind of or comic book guy. That character too. That's what I pictured from this person. So I blocked their dumbest cum, low end of the gene pool, piece of shit. No, not good for nothing. Slightly strong case for eugenics and abortion ass from my TikTok. I say all those really strong and inflammatory things, and I'm really glad I'm saying them. I know that this might be just wildly offensive for some people, but anyway, back to I got off on that really ugly tangent where I actually was starting. I think I'll have to go back and watch this shit before I post it or not, because I just, whatever, it's just how I'm feeling. Let's see. Oh yes, Alison McDowell talks about open paths. I actually don't even remember where I started. Gosh, I really got off on a tangent there. Let's see, forced vaccination, Shannon Joy. Oh, well, that's right. She gets out there and she actually engages with people, you know, through her presentation, through pushing positive vibes and the gift economy. And if you want to know more about her, go to her channel, just search Allison McDowell, or her website, Wrench in the Gears, is really informative as well. But the main message, whether it's coming from her or the guys at the Steve Day Show or Shannon Joy or the thousands of other people that are that I don't know of, or their names are eluding me right now, they're out there contributing in their own little way. Steve Dace, and I would play the clip, although I don't think they would care, but I don't know that fair use applies. It's not off the straight off theblaze.com. It's off YouTube, but I may include it later if I find out it's okay to do. YouTube already looking for reasons to just finish me off once and for all. I've worked my way, like eked my way back up to 34 subscribers, and they're just aching, like it's like their dicks in their hands. They're just waiting just to clear me out again. At one point I reached nothing like hugely impressive, but a few thousand subscribers and several thousand hours watched, me and my buddy Harris, and together Harris probably unaware of how much he really contributed, but anyway, they just wiped that clean, like without me even really, I don't think I even really did anything provocative. I think I read a Newsweek article. Oh yeah, I read a Newsweek article on vaccine hesitancy. And I just read the article, and like, I read it and by like mid-morning, I read the article and made the video at like 1 a.m. as per is a lot of the things that I do, is, you know, I don't sleep because it's so fucked up. I'm always thinking about things I can be doing and whatever. Anyway, so I read the article, mainstream news outlet. And by morning time, I looked at it and it had gotten an insane amount of views for me, like for a small time. You know, I mean, I think at that point I had like 2,500 subscribers, and like, but most of my, you know, views are different than subscribers. Well, I want to get to a certain point so I can name my own channel. I think you need 100 to do that. And I should have done it, but I didn't. Views are more important. So none of the videos that we made ever really got huge amount of views. They suppressed that, or it was just, I'm just not good at it and didn't get a lot of views. Either way, usually anywhere between like 6 and maybe 80. Well, I made that video then at like 1 or 2 in the morning, posted it, and I was running to the pharmacy to pick up something. I don't even remember. Maybe I don't know. Just around the corner at like 8 o'clock that morning, I'm sitting at a stoplight and I looked at YouTube and the video, and it had like over 10,000 views. And then as I'm headed back, I'm tempted to like do the thing where you refresh and refresh to see the views, and it's gone. And I check my email and it's like, you violated our terms of service, blah, blah, blah. So of course I appeal instantly. I probably should have, actually, you know what? There's no point in putting much time into it, because I appealed, I won't get into the details of it. I appealed very quickly, but cited their terms of service as best as I could on the fly, because I kind of have that shit memorized. I've printed out, could grab it somewhere. Where is it? Right there. It's hanging up on the wall. I have it around here on a clipboard somewhere. Anyway, it's clear that there's like a bot just doing that, because like maybe within, and I'm not, this is not hyperbolic, I'm being serious, maybe within 45 seconds, the response was, your appeal's denied. So I never know I say all that to say, and I don't know what's ever going to get me in trouble with YouTube. And once again, it's just one of those days where I've lost my train of thought. Anyway, so I don't fucking care. I don't care. Anyway. People like Allison McDowell are putting their money where their mouth is and really trying to spread positivity. and spread the gift economy and do something in their community. People like Shannon Joy doing that, the guys on the Days show. I was talking about the clip from Steve Days, reading a letter from a doctor, no less, who was inspired by the show to start and do something. And so she started, she's a physician. I don't know any other details. It just concludes with Dr. So-and-so. She's like, you know, I decided to start this girls group on weekends, whether or once a month or something like that or whatever. And the rule was no masks. And so whether they would, you know, talk about issues or do karaoke or whatever. And bottom line is it immediately had a positive effect. And I think it's spreading. Either way, it's turned into like this big thing that she couldn't have imagined. And so she said, you know, the impact of, even though there was some hesitancy and fear without the masks at first, because people have been so abused and conditioned that the brain's been seemingly rewired. And I say that I'm not an expert or anything, but it seems like common sense to me that would happen. You hear people, the so-called experts, even talking about it. You know, she said, even with that hesitancy, it was clear very quickly how people were responding to seeing other people's faces, doing things like, you know, karaoke and things like that, silly stuff, and having a good time and laughing and actually seeing the other person laugh. Look, here's the bottom line. We are literally under attack, and that seems like when people hear that, they understandably maybe recoil, and I even give the advice to some friends of mine who are even more direct and honest about it, and I'm like, you know, we need to kind of like, you know, water it down for people and make it familiar, kind of like that, if anybody ever has seen Stranger Things, where Jonathan and the girl, I forget. Anyway, Jonathan and the girl, Nancy. Jonathan and Nancy go to the weird conspiracy dude's house. But he's labeled a conspiracy theorist, but he really actually knows all kinds of shit. So they're like trying to figure this thing out and with what's going on with the monster. If you haven't seen Stranger Things, you're like, what the fuck is this dude talking about? What the fuck is this dude talking about anyway? Hopefully you're just hanging in there for entertainment value, because I hope to go somewhere with this that maybe will impact you in a positive way, or just make you wonder what's wrong with people. I don't know. They're trying to talk about how to expose it, the situation, because it's so fucking big. It's so massive that what he's saying is they've got this taped recording of this scientist basically explaining, admitting to them that they've made this big mistake and they've let another dimension in. They essentially let the beast in. And he's like, you know, this is supposed to take place in the 80s. So he's like, you know, he essentially threatens them in a, his character actually turns out to be a good guy, but Paul Reiser plays it, does a really good job. I didn't even realize it was him. He got so old and fat, but he plays the role really well. Old, fat, kindly old doctor, scientist guy. He carries the role really strongly. So they got him on recording saying all this. And so they bring it to conspiracy theory dude, whose digs are actually very cool. I think they were surprised by that. And he hears all of it and they're like, well, doesn't that blow the case wide open? We got it on blah, 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 blah. And he's like, stop. You know, and he's thinking, and he pours himself a vodka drink and he takes a drink of the vodka and they're like, you're drinking to think. And he's like, stop. Essentially helps my process. He swirls the vodka around, takes a sip, and he's like, and then he sets it down and he pours, I don't know, some tonic water in there. I don't know what the fuck he was making, honestly. I like fucking bourbon, just straight bourbon. He was making some concoction or whatever. And I don't know. Vodka tonic? Fuck, that sounds disgusting. That's probably what it was. Anyway, so he pours more of the non-alcoholic shit into the glass of vodka. And he takes a sip. And he says, still a little strong. And he pours a little more in that. And he says, better, but still a little too strong. And at this point, the kids, the youngins, Nancy and Jonathan there, and Jonathan, are starting to get it. And then he pours a little bit more in there, and he tastes it, and he's like, just right. And Jonathan says, we need to water it down. And he says, exactly. We need to make it true and scary, but a familiar type of scary. And we've talked about this before. I've talked about this before. A familiar type of scary. And I oftentimes tell my friends who are very real when they're talking about this, I'm like, you know, we need to do that. We need to make it a familiar type of scary. Well, here's the deal. We don't have fucking time for that shit. That's done. That's done. If you're turned off by this, you know, if Socklo should have been an abortion, pretend doctor, piece of shit, probably a robot, hopefully for their sake. I really nauseates me when I realize that human beings like that are sucking from the same pool of oxygen that I am, but whatever. If you are at that point where you can't handle it, I respect that because I know it's overwhelming, but I really can't do anything for you. And it's not because I'm better. I actually kind of wish I was you. I wish I was the Socklo. Sorry for shaking the table. Actually, I'm not sorry. I don't give a fuck. That's where I'm at today. I don't give a fuck. You hear me? I really don't care. I care about one thing. And this is, believe me when I say this, I'm not trying to be arrogant at all. I am supernatural type scared. But I also believe that Allison's right. You cannot give them your fear. And the only way I can be honest about that is to say it that, yes, I'm not going to lie and say, I'm not afraid of you, beast, which is this unholy establishment, this predator energy, this like agenda that we're moving towards. And it's going to be so insane when it really rocks, starts rocking and rolling. And we're entering that now as we speak. But I'm not trying to, I want to be honest and say that despite being that scared, I'm not going to back down. And I might be trembling in the midst of it, but I know I won't give up. Because, you know, there's some people are going to remain sheep, and there need to be the sheepdogs. And gosh, even just saying this makes me feel like I'm sounding cocky. I'm a sheepdog, you know. Definitely don't feel like one in a lot of ways. Don't want to be that. Kind of just want to be left the fuck alone. I'm an introvert. I just want to chill and do my writing and interact with cool people, people who are different. I want to live. I don't want to be a sheepdog standing in the way of this fucking unholy behemoth, this insane agenda that wants to control every part of your body. Do you understand that they want to control your fucking body? And I'm not talking about, no offense. Actually, no, that's right. We're in the offense if you take it. I regret that, but whatever. I'm not talking about the whole the pro-choice bullshit where you're like, it's my body. You know, no, you've got a living thing inside of there that you're talking about sucking out with a turkey baster and dismembering it. Sorry. There's a difference. I know it's tough. I know it's really tough. And I know I just said that the TikTok person makes the case for abortion. And that is a joke, mostly. It's inevitable that we're going to need to do our little piece. And I don't know what that's going to be yet for me. It may be this, but I guess what I was trying to get at the beginning is there are people who do this much better. I want to do this, but I also want to reach people through a medium that I believe is extraordinarily effective in the human. It's part of the human makeup, and that is storytelling and narratives, because our life is a story. All of this is a story. As Shakespeare once said, and whether it is falsely attributed to him or not, I don't know. I've heard some say, I don't know. but I don't really care. It's still applicable. And it is this, the whole world's a stage and we're all actors on it. You know, we've all got a role, and you want to bring your authentic self. I'm not talking about like not being genuine and sincere and loving and all of that, but we've all got a part to play. And I would love to be able to sit on the sidelines, but you're not going to be able to, no matter who you are. Even the people at the Commanding Heights, believe me, as they're pulling all these, and I'm not talking about the figureheads, like the mouthpiece for that. I'm talking about the names you don't know, the ones really in charge. We don't know what that mechanism looks like. Really tired of the anti-Semitic crap that it's a bunch of Jews running the world secretly. It's not. It's just such a racist, unsubstantiated. Wow. Anyway, but there's some people who will dog on me because they might be like, even if they were with me, let's say that I do have some followers actually, and they were like, we were with you up until you said that. Well, fuck you. Then honestly, just because there might be a few powerful people who are Jewish in name or whatever, but not godly people that are in positions of extraordinary influence in the culture, that does not mean that this predator, this satanic agenda is run by Jews. I'm sorry, it's not. It's run by something way bigger than that. Doesn't have shit to do with Jews, Muslims, Christians, atheists, agnostic. I don't care what category. If it is something that threatens every human and every blade of grass. Don't you get it? No, you don't. Probably. Some of you do. Like Allison says, Allison's a much better person than I am. Just for her positivity alone. I do believe she's right. You need to leave open paths for people who have strayed to come back, even if they've been nasty to you. So I want to say I believe that. But we were also discussing, and I think it was in the interview that's posted on her channel and mine, it was a discussion that her and I had. And the question was whether or not, we're talking about the AI and the Singularity Net project, and how, you know, our behavior and our participation in all this, even this recording here to Zoom, and the data that it's taking from me doing that is teaching these machines. So I'm helping them. I'm complicit. And I'm an accomplice right now. And that's a tough thing to acknowledge. A lot of people are. The question is, and me and my buddy Jay were discussing this too, is whether or not, to what degree AI is already in charge. And the reality is that I think Allison suggested it's a possibility. And then I have some high, as Catherine Austin Fitz says, some speculation, but some high octane speculation that I'm not going to share right now because it's very detailed. But it, in summation, it's this. That force is already in charge. I don't know. I can't conceptualize what form it takes, how it looks. I've got some basic outlines in my mind, but I don't know yet. That mechanism is already moving us forward. I say all that to say that people with their anti-Semitic crap who are like, you know, masquerading as saying they're anti-Zionists. Sorry, when you're saying you're an anti-Zionist, I heard this from the guys on No Agenda and just some offhand comment. And you know what, to be fair, I didn't listen to the rest of the show or whatever. And my friend was telling me that I should, because they're very aligned with the Jewish community. But when you're making statements that are pretty much like Jews run the world and they're responsible for all this, and you know, the Israel is the seat of power for the world, and moreover, Jews in the diaspora are like, you know, running. I mean, it's just insane. You're still looking, just like with any one of these. What's that quote by Henry David Thoreau? I'm going to paraphrase here, but I think I'm going to come pretty close. For every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, only one is striking at the root. You're looking at the branches of evil, perhaps. Maybe there are a few individuals who are just plain bad and corrupted who happen to be Jewish and in powerful positions. There are many more Gentiles. It's not even close. I don't even know how to put a measurement on that. I don't even know the ratio. I mean, it's not even fucking close, dude. So I don't know what's behind it. I don't know how to describe what's behind it, but there's a force behind that. Those are the branches. The lockdowns are the branches. The vaccine is a branch. It's a big one. It's a branch of the evil, but it is not the fucking root. It's not the root. And we're going to get at you, root. Whatever you are, whoever you are, you will be undone. Understand that. Understand that. Because the reality is that although it's going to be very ugly, I think, unfortunately, we are going to rise in terms of our intellectual ability and use the tools that are being used against us to match you and then clear the hurdle and overcome. I don't think that that's going to be completed in my lifetime. It'll be an ongoing thing that we live with, and you still need to enjoy life, and we still need to have culture, and people still need to be having children and families if that's what they want to do. Maybe that'll happen for me someday. I've so thus far elected not to do that, although, and at moments now I find myself saying I'm really glad I didn't, but if I can't say if the opportunity didn't come my way that I wouldn't actually embrace the idea of starting a family. I think it's important because in your face, we're moving on and forward and on in this human odyssey, despite all its mess, and we're going to get better and better and better. And not only that, but we're going to use the tools being used against us to match you and overcome you and take it back from you. And then the question will be, then there will be a vacuum, and there will be lots of course, a continued tug of war between good and evil, as there always will be. But what I see happening, and I don't think this is wishful thinking because I'm pretty fucking cynical and pretty, I say cynical and realistic. Some people just say downright pessimistic, but I say cynical and realistic. So if this is coming from me, you know that I really thought it through and I'm not just being idealistic. What's going to happen? I think there's just the general direction we're going, unless we have a mass extinction event, which is more, you know, who knows, it's possible, is we're going to emphasize over the coming days, weeks, months, years, decades, the more powerfully good traits of the human entity are going to be brought from the recesses to the, you know, of our consciousness to the forefront, and they're going to be what we react with first. They're going to be what we focus on first. And the dark, nefarious, that duality there will always be present, but it will continuously be de-emphasized more and more. That's where we're headed. And it is good. But that's not where they want us to be. That's not where they want us to be, because I don't know necessarily what that looks like. And some people say, well, maybe they're benevolent monsters and they just know what's best for us. Maybe that what I'm thinking about is a fantasy and can never be. And therefore they're doing, on the whole, they're doing us a net positive even through all the tragedy, because human beings, they are the sheepdogs, actually. No, 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 no. I wrote a poem once called "The Thieves Like These," and it essentially describes this collective group of monsters that are driven by what I believe is a sentient, algorithmic, strong, general artificial intelligence. It's already happened. But I don't think it's beyond complete control. And I for lots of reasons that I'm not going to get into now, because we're going to keep this short. If I have a moment here, I want to get to a story. I think that we have the tools to match that and overcome it. What happens between now and that time is going to be really insane, and we're going to lose a lot. And it's going to be, I mean, on scale, it's going to be biblical. I think that's the best word to use. But it is not, I have no inclination, no reason to believe for a second that it's the end, or that this is the coming or whatever, the rapture. I'm sorry. I think that is valid, perhaps, but that time is not now. We're not ready. Human beings, in a good way, have a bunch of kicking ass to do. I think that over the coming 50 years, at first you're going to see the worst. And then in our lifetimes, possibly in the next few years, you're also going to see highlighted a turning of the tide. It's going to be like turning an oil tanker around in a puddle. Not necessarily in terms of time, but in terms of just the backbreaking effort. And people are going to feel that energy. They're going to feel that. It's going to ripple and manifest in God knows what ways through the demonic megaphones of society and how they spin that. But we're going to see that shift begin to take place, and it will be resulting in good things after. I don't want to get biblical. The trials and tribulations and whatnot. I think much like, you know, a bad period during World War II, you know, which was catastrophic, except for this is going to be different because this is an epic shift in human consciousness, whereas that was something else that we can get into another time. We know what it was on its face as a historical event, you know, we know generically, but from the monsters behind the scene and their ongoing agenda, it was something, as always, way, way bigger. But anyway, I want to pivot just, know where my water bottle's at, but I want to pivot really quickly before I close out here with a quick story. And, you know, I was just talking with a friend, a good friend who doesn't live here in Texas, lives in Connecticut, is the wife of my best friend for all intents and purposes growing up and still to this day. Absolutely. I mean, I cannot see this individual see or talk to for like 10 years. And then the moment we touch base again, or I go up to the Northeast and I see him, it's just like it was like yesterday when we were 17 or something. It's not just like that. It's exactly like that. At least for me. And I don't have any reason to believe it's any different for him. But I was talking to his wife, who is, we're very aligned. He sits somewhere in the middle. I think it's very tough for him. I'm not going to speak anymore for him. But I know he opposes mandates. But just like a lot of families that have kids and have to provide, they're starting to feel themselves in a vice. For lack of a better term, I mean, I've already had a potty mouth on here, so I'll just say, like, you know, surely my buddy's got, feels like he's got his fucking balls in a vice. And it's got to be frightening. And it's not something that I can really understand. And people who are in the medical profession. So it's do or die kind of time. And I don't say that meaning like, you know, relax, YouTube, if you haven't already bugged out this video by the time it's gotten to this point, it's probably already been banned, and just for good measure unbanned and then banned again just to really spank me. Oh yeah, Anyway, I don't know why it just is so inappropriate, but it was fun. Yeah, definitely no youngins watch this. What was I even saying? Families. Gonna be faced with extraordinary choices. And I don't envy the position that you're put into, but don't fold. Don't fold for a few reasons. Selfishly, when you fold, you make the guaranteed the persecution of people like us, like me, that's already going to come. The kind of what I'm going to call a wave of terror, because that's really what it's going to be. Whether or not it's genocidal, and I'm being serious. I know that. Believe me, I lose my breath when I say that. But I don't say it lightly, and if anybody wants to challenge me, I'm happy to challenge you if we can manage to do that uncensored. That's positively, absolutely, unequivocally, 100%, not sort of what's coming. It's absolutely what's coming. But the more that people who don't want to do it, but feel like they have to because families are divided, because work, because they have to provide for their families, the more you capitulate, the greater the a greater and more grisly and violent the genocide against the rest of us is going to be, the more forceful and outrageously wicked the measures that are used against us are going to be, because you acquiesced and you're standing silent. Don't do that. That's the selfish one, because I'm saying that for myself too. Nothing altruistic. I mean, there's altruistic overtones, but I am being selfish. But I'm also being real, and it applies to everybody. But two, if you think you're doing it to protect your kids, and then you do it, wake up, dude. Open your eyes. Open them up. Open them up, dude. Open them the fuck up. Your capitulation just placed your kids in unfathomable danger. Shame on you. Sorry. Oh, but that's so offensive. You don't have kids. You're right. But still, fucking shame on you. Shame on you. When you give bullies an inch, they're going to take a mile, and then they're going to fucking whip you with it. Don't you see? Don't you get it? I will never understand. I just won't. You know, Winston Churchill behind the scenes may have been a lot of different things. People are like, he was part of the establishment, part of the, maybe, but that doesn't mean that some of the things that he said wasn't true. And I'm not just using his movies as a reference point here. He was known to have said, I have a book of his speeches. Of course, I wasn't there, so you know, since you weren't there, who knows? But I'm pretty sure that this is accurate. The point he was making in the lead up to Britain's involvement with World War II is that Neville Chamberlain, and a lot of people have tried to make the argument that Neville Chamberlain, who you know wanted, understandably, because of the lost generation of World War I, wanted to make peace. But what Churchill was saying is, for the love of God, when are humans gonna get the goddamn point? You cannot reason with someone like that. You cannot reason with someone like that. Let me say it again. You cannot reason with somebody like that. You fucking dummy. If that's what you think, that you can reason with the bully, you're a fucking dummy. You're a fucking dummy. You're stupid. You're fucking stupid. Oh, but I'm so offended. I don't give a fuck. If you think, if that's what you think, you're fucking dumb. You're fucking stupid. Just like I was stupid at one point. But then, that's right. It's fucking crazy, right? You're like, this dude is fucking sick. I had to slap myself and wake up because some harsh realities came to me. Maybe it was the work that I did, working with, you know, youth a lot of the times that were involved in very violent things, to realize, and listening to them and their stories, to realize that you may not want to believe it. And even some of the people that I associate with that, you know, are about positive energy and stuff like that. And I get that. I'm with you. I'm with Allison McDowell and all that stuff. But I also have a very fundamental realization of the fact that here's the real deal. As long as you allow I hear my dogs barking in the background, or the dogs. As long as you allow yourself to be treated abusively, you're going to be treated with increasing levels and intensity of abuse. So we get what we deserve. On that note, happy Friday to everybody. Sorry to be such a downer. I don't think I'm being downer. I hear the dogs barking, so I need to go tend to them, because it actually sounds quite a ruckus. I don't know what they're getting into out there. Maybe a dog got into the backyard. Hopefully I don't find a fucking killing field out there, because they're not my dogs. Technically, I'm watching them. I can hear them right now. It actually sounds really grisly. So I'm going to, Jesus fucking Christ. Look, get involved, do something, say something, don't capitulate. If you're scared because of the reality and the weight of the financial stuff, they're going to come after us in a variety of ways. It's not over. And the more we resist, the more they're going to come after us. It's not going to get easier for a while. It's going to continuously get harder and harder. And a lot of us are just going to disappear and get snuffed out, especially if you capitulate and you fold. That's it. Don't capitulate. Don't fold. God bless everyone. Have a good Friday. Thank you for listening to Unscripted. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe, share, support me. If not, I don't fucking care. I'll be back next Friday. See ya.